English. 英语学习好帮手。
You're tuned to BBC Learning English.
轻轻松松学英语。
From the BBC.
Hello and welcome to BBC Learning English. I'm Lily.
大家好，我是 Oliver. 今天节目当中要和大家聊的话题是招聘。
Hiring the right people is fundamental to a company's success.
And finding the right job is also very important to a person's career.
But recruitment has changed a lot in the past 20 years.
没错，而且现在很多大学都很早就开始着手帮助学生做找工作的准备了。
Stephen Bevan from the Work Foundation told us that recruitment has become a complicated game.
人才招聘已经变成了一场复杂的竞赛。
Many universities are now coaching final year undergraduates in how to complete the psychometric tests which some employers use to assess, for example, the numerical and verbal reasoning skills of candidates. These undergraduates often plan to job hop between two or three employers in the years after they graduate in order to embellish their CV. And for these people, recruitment has become a sophisticated game, with candidates selecting employers...as much as the other way round.
Now, let's look at the first sentence of the clip. Many universities are coaching students on how to do psychometric tests.
Psychometric test, 心理测试。
The purpose of psychometric tests is to assess the numerical and verbal reasoning skills of applicants.
Numerical and verbal reasoning skills.数字及语言推论能力。
Many universities are now coaching final year undergraduates in how to complete the psychometric tests which some employers use to assess, for example, the numerical and verbal reasoning skills of candidates.
Then, Stephen goes on to say that these undergraduates often plan to job hop between two and three employers.
To job hop, 跳两到三次的槽。但是他们为什么会有这样的想法呢？
They do this in order to embellish their CV, that is to say, to make their CV look better.
To embellish, 美化他们的简历。在这里啊，是指可以让人从他们的简历上看起来感觉经历更丰富一些。
These undergraduates often plan to job hop between two or three employers in the years after they graduate in order to embellish their CV.
Finally, Stephen said, recruitment has become a sophisticated game.
一个复杂的心理游戏。为什么说会是一个复杂的心理游戏呢？
Because candidates can select employers as well as the other way around.
因为反过来，应聘者也可以挑选雇主啊。The other way around.
And for these people, recruitment has become a sophisticated game, with candidates selecting employers...as much as the other way round.
Yes, you need to have a good CV to be shortlisted for a job.
通过初选进入初选名单。
But to the employers, that's not all they are looking for.
Simon Woodruff 是著名的日式餐饮连锁企业 U Sushi 的创始人。
We asked him how he chose the right people.
You know, the best way to choose people is kind of simple, is to get them to know them very well.If you have somebody, you after 4 weeks or 6 weeks or 8 weeks, you're going to know if that's the right person.
这听起来不错啊。作为老板，在你决定是否雇佣雇员之前，最好先对他们有所了解。但是，真正做起来容易吗？
But the question is, how do you spend enough time with that person? How do you investigate enough to do that? And there are lots of ways of doing it. I think, you know, on a personal level, I no longer employ...all the people who work for Yo Sushi or for Yotel or whatever the project is. But I employ the people that I personally work with. And Ricardo Semler, who wrote an amazing book called Maverick, he allows the shop floor to recruit their own people. That way, survival of the fittest, and it works actually on a peer-to-peer level.
He seems to agree with Ricardo Semler, who allows the shop floor to recruit their own people.
让店面或楼层做主可以自己招聘工作人员。
This way of recruitment is about the survival of the fittest.
Survival of the fittest, 适者生存。It sounds tough.
Yeah, it does.
He allows the shop floor to recruit their own people. that way, survival of the fittest, and it works actually on a peer-to-peer level.
Across China.
Across China.
把握时机，保持前卫。
This is the BBC.
In BBC Learning English today, we are discussing about the latest development in recruitment in the UK. Sarah Shillingford is a recruitment advisor. She said technology had a significant impact on recruitment.
I mean, the changes in technology have had quite significant impacts on us in terms of how you can market to people and how you can target individual people and how you can stay in touch with people at a more one-to-one basis rather than everything being very broad brush and generic.
Sarah 说，互联网可以帮助人们更好地推销自己，而且可以更容易地与外界保持联络。
Yes, you can market to people, target individual people, and stay in touch with people on a more one-to-one basis.
One-to-one basis, 一对一原则。
Rather than everything being very broad brush and generic.
比粗枝大叶、千篇一律地对待任何事情要好得多。Broad brush and generic.
I mean, the changes in technology have had quite significant impacts on us in terms of how you can market to people and how you can target individual people and how you can stay in touch with people at a more one-to-one basis rather than everything being very broad brush and generic.
There are other improvements that have been made possible through the use of technology. Here is Sarah again.
And it's also helpful in terms of a lot of back office processing to be able to process applications more quickly.And to be able to do things, for example, like allowing students to be able to self-schedule their interviews rather than have to, you know, phone up to schedule an interview. So there's a lot of improvements that have been made through use of technology, aside from just the marketing side of things.
The use of the internet has saved a lot of time for both the employer and the applicants.
So it is more efficient and productive.
For example, it helps process applications more quickly.
使用互联网可以帮助加快申请的处理速度。To process applications.
Students can self-schedule their interviews on the internet, whereas it used to be done on the telephone.
学生们可以自己确定面试的时间，这在以前可是需要通过电话确认来完成的。Self-schedule.自己确定时间。
And it's also helpful in terms of a lot of back office processing to be able to process applications more quickly and to be able to do things, for example, like allowing students to be able to self-schedule their interviews rather than have to, you know, phone up to schedule an interview. So there's a lot of improvements that have been made through use of technology, aside from just the marketing side of things.
Technology has definitely made a big impact on recruitment.But does it also affect the personal element?
What do you mean by the personal element?
You know, some people may have the right skills, but not the right personality. That's what I mean.
啊，没错，很多人呢，可能拥有适合的工作能力，却没有适合的个性。
Or vice versa. Some people have the right personality, but not the right skills.
Vice versa. 反之亦然。
In recruitment terms...You sometimes hear the words attitude or aptitude.
Attitude, 态度 or aptitude, 才干。那这两者之间哪个更重要一些呢？
Listen to Sarah and look for the right answer.
Yeah, I think for most jobs it's got to be a combination of both. You know, most organisations are looking for people with the right type of personality and many jobs require certain academic or technical skills, so it will depend on the job, but absolutely, you know, both elements are going to be very important.
So which is more important, attitude or aptitude?
The conclusion is...两者都非常重要，缺一不可。
You are right. You have to have both the right type of personality or attitude,
合适的性格或正确的态度
and certain academic or technical skills.
Learn English.
英语学习好帮手。
You're tuned to BBC Learning English.
轻轻松松学英语。
From the BBC.
We've been talking quite a bit about recruitment in the UK.
还有科技的运用是如何帮助改进招聘的处理过程的。
I think, Oliver, it's time we recap some words and phrases associated with recruitment.
Good idea.
Let's begin. Select.
挑选
Select.
挑选
Candidate
候选人
Candidate
候选人
Employer
雇主
Employer
雇主
Psychometric test
心理测试
Psychometric test
心理测试
Numerical and verbal reasoning
数理和语言推理
Numerical and verbal reasoning
数理和语言推理
Embellish their CV
美化简历
Embellish their CV.
美化简历
Survival of the fittest.
适者生存
Survival of the fittest.
适者生存
One to one.
一对一
One to one.
一对一
Personality and attitude.
个性与态度
Personality and attitude.
个性与态度
Skills and aptitude.
技能和才干
Skills and aptitude
技能和才干
Well done. I think this list of vocabulary should come in very handy when you are searching for a job.
I'm sure it will. But the job market is so competitive nowadays. What advice would you give to university students?
Well, I ask Andrew Whitmore, Assistant Director of Manchester University Career Advice.
Get started, get stuck in, look at what's out there. They, to some extent, as I say, many of the better ones can select and pick and choose. They don't feel like that at the time. We see students coming in and many of them are sort of concerned about the process and think that there won't be jobs out there for them. But there are jobs out there.
Although the market is very competitive, there are jobs out there.
There are jobs out there, so what should the students do?
Simple. Get started, get stuck in.
要行动起来,投身进来。让我们再来听一遍。
Get started, get stuck in, look at what's out there. They, to some extent, as I say, many of the better ones can select and pick and choose. They don't feel like that at the time. We see students coming in and many of them are sort of concerned about the process and think that there won't be jobs out there for them. But there are jobs out there.
I think that's very good advice because you won't get the job if you don't try.
I can't agree more.希望通过这个节目，大家对英国的招聘有了更多的了解。
And you can pass some tips to your friends if they happen to look for a job in the UK.
That's all for today. I'm Oliver.
I'm Lily. See you next time.
Bye.
Across China.
Across China.
把握时机，保持前卫。
This is the BBC.